Left wing to Copley. Copley cross-court pass down in the corner to Peters. Three ball. Good! McKenna Peters drains a three to start the ball game.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And WEOL.com, maybe on the mobile app. Boy, we're rolling right along here at Wolfie's. The coaches just keep walking in. That's a good thing. We love to have them on. And you just heard that highlight. McKenna Peters from the Keystone Lady Wildcats as their head coach Scott Terry now joins us at the table. We could have played any highlight, and I think it would have been a girl coming back for the Keystone Lady Wildcats this year.
Yeah, yeah. We got quite a few of them coming back this year, actually. Matter of fact, all of them.
Talk a little bit about that, because you come off a year in which you were 20-4 and had a lot of success, and now you bring all these girls back. And kind of, I was talking with Lisa earlier from Lake Ridge. You know, the bar is high. The expectations are high. Do you say, that's where we're going, that's where we want to be? Do you try to temper it? How do you handle that, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, our mindset is to get better every year. And, you know, when you've got a group like we've had here, that, you know, a lot of these seniors this year got varsity experience as freshmen.
Right.
And, you know, so with this particular group, it's like, okay, we have to improve upon what we did last year. And they did that from their freshman to their sophomore year. And now year two, let's get better than what we did our sophomore year. And they did their junior year. And then we did that again last year. You know, this group has gotten better, at least from the win-loss standpoint. And, you know, so this year, you know, we're coming off a 20-win season, you know, won the conference outright, our Stars division, we're 15-1 in the division. So our goal this year is, you know, we want to run it out. You know, we got to set another goal. And from a conference standpoint, we want to run out. Our goal is to go 16-0 in the conference. And, you know, the second goal is after that is we want to play in a district final. And so those are kind of where we've kind of set the stage this year, where we want to be, give ourselves an opportunity, continue to get better, and hopefully, you know, we can hit those goals. That's what we're going for.
It seems like you've been pointing to this year for a while, since this group was in their freshman year. Are they where you want them to be going into the senior season for this group?
You know, it's so hard at the beginning of the season to see. You know, we've got a little over a week of practice in right now. I mean, we're certainly not where we're going to be, that's for sure. But, you know, one of the things that we have to do as a basketball team is, again, we've got to spread things out a little bit more. We've got to have a little bit better balanced scoring than what we did the year before. But last year was better than the year before that. So, you know, we keep getting better at that. More people stepping up and putting the ball in the hoop for us a little bit. We've got to continue to get better at that. You know, I think that will happen. And, you know, continue to improve on the defensive end of the floor. But, you know, we've got a good solid non-conference schedule this year that's really going to put us in some very competitive games that I think will help us to, you know, looking, not overlooking the pack, but, you know, getting us ready maybe for that secondary goal of ours in the tournament by playing some of these teams that we could very well see in that sectional district.
You mentioned more balance. Boy, McKenna, just a great scorer for you. I mean, records galore. But that being said, Scott, do you try to spread the wealth a little bit just so that you have other options?
Yeah, we've got to make people defend. And we got to make people defend all five offensive players on the floor. Whether they score or not, they've got to be a threat. And, you know, we talk a little bit about, you know, in and out. You know, let's get that ball in the paint a little bit more this year. You know, whether or not we score in there, let's get it in there. Let's collapse. Let's force teams to maybe have to collapse a little bit when we're getting it in there. You know, it's a lot easier to shoot a three when it's being kicked out from the paint than it is trying to run off of a ball screen or something like that. So, yep. You know, those are the type of things where we've got to at least be a scoring threat everywhere on the floor. And I think if we do that, that's going to make McKenna's job easier. It's going to make Sammy's job easier inside. It should give Ronnie better looks from the outside uncontested. It really should give more opportunities for players to, you know, we're not looking for another 20-point score. We've got one of those, and we're happy with that. But we could use a couple 9, 10-point scores to kind of go along with that, to kind of make teams, you know, play a little bit more honestly.
as much as I think it, we all love the tournament, I know Tim and I love it. I'm sure coaches love it. Sometimes I almost think there's too much focus on it, or that it can take away from a great regular season. But the last couple of years, I know you haven't gotten as far as you want and as the girls want. Has that fueled them in the summer and gotten them to want to be better, knowing that this is our last chance to try to do something about that?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. It certainly has some players. You know, there's no question McKenna, it's fuel for her. And there's no one that works harder on the game of basketball than McKenna. And Jenna Copley, too, spends a lot of time in the off season working on her game. And then, we've got other kids that are coming in and doing stuff. You know, those two played AAU, so they're going to get good competitive, games throughout the summer. And we've had some other players coming here. You know, we were working on the Dr. Dish in the gym, doing a whole lot of shooting in the off season. And, hopefully that's going to help us out. We've got a lot of multi-sport athletes that, they don't focus on one sport. They don't specialize on a sport. So we get them when we get them, and we try to do the best that we can when we do get them. But I think we have been a little bit disappointed. You know, we lost a sectional final game down at the end and had that game won against Holy Name and kind of gave it up at the end. So hopefully we learn from that and we mature from that a little bit, and maybe we can get a little step farther this year.
Coach, always great to have you here, my friend. Looking forward to a fun campaign. I like that you've raised the bar, saying, hey, this is where we want to be. I mean, I think that's a credit to you, and it's a credit to your girls, because they're going to be challenged.
Absolutely, and that's what we got to do. Let's get better. You know, we were pretty good last year, but we can be better.
There you go. Appreciate you coming out.
All right, Tim.
Thanks, Scott. Rob. Scott Terry, girls head basketball coach at Keystone. As he said, coming off a 20-4 season, let's figure out a way to take it one step further. Keystone looking for a Sweet 16 appearance. A lot of basketball between now and then to determine if they get there. All right, quick timeout. Boy, we got more coaches to talk to. I think Lorraine head coach Mark Feldman's up next. We're going to talk to the head coach of the Lady Titans. So stay with us as we broadcast live from Wolfie's on WEOL on your phone with that WEOL app. And Rob, we're online
at WEOL.com.